President Dimitris Christofias, who represents the Greek Cypriot community, will meet Turkish Cypriot leader Mehmet Ali Talat on September the 10th. The Greek Cypriots cancelled the latest session on Thursday after Turkish Cypriot authorities held up a bus convoy of Greek pilgrims for lengthy security checks as they sought to cross the dividing line between the communities. The Greek Cypriots had been headed for a religious service in a church in the Morphou area. The man who took the decision to pull the plug on the talks is Greek Cypriot Presidential Commissioner Georgia Kovou. He says the incident had soured the atmosphere and time was needed for reflection.
The atmosphere we require for the talks is one of tranquility, one of understanding, and we thought this didn't prevail, and we thought we both require time to reach that tranquil atmosphere, and so we said we will postpone that meeting.
Australia's former Foreign Minister, Alexander Downer, is the UN Special Envoy for Cyprus. He expressed disappointment at the development, but remained upbeat.
Obviously, we're disappointed with the events that have occurred over the last couple of days, and I've made that clear, and been a bump in the road here, but it'll be good to get back to the talks. There'll be good days and bad days, as there always are in these sorts of negotiations. There's a lot at stake here. There's the future of Cyprus at stake here, so this is not a small matter.
The leaders are under pressure to achieve a breakthrough before the EU summit in December, when Turkey could be sanctioned for its refusal to open its ports and airports to Cypriot traffic. Turkey's bid to join the European Union hinges on a peace deal in Cyprus. The Turkish Cypriot North and the Greek Cypriot South have been engaged in UN-led comprehensive negotiations since late last year. Cyprus has been divided since 1974, when Turkish troops invaded the island in response to a coup in Nicosia by supporters of a union with Greece. Nathan Morley for VOA News, Nicosia.